Well, a God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. We took last week off. We're about to enter in to perhaps one of the most important epistles of the New Testament. It is one of three where the Apostle Paul draws on that declaration by God from the second chapter of Habakkuk, which says, translated, "The just shall live by faith." Now, in the Romans letter, in 1:17, Paul speaks to the righteousness that faith brings. And he emphasizes that righteousness. To the Hebrews in the 10th chapter, he's emphasizing faith. And to this epistle, to which we are about to enter into, third chapter, 17th verse, he again repeats the declaration, "The just shall live by faith." And we're talking about life. And the Galatian letter is, without a doubt, Paul's most emotional epistle. He's writing it to the church, to a place called Galatia. No scholar is sure whether this is in Turkey or the south of France. It's to the Galatians, who were by ancestry Celts. You want to know more about that? Look up on thegodschool.com the second most important message of the Bible. But that's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about this letter, this epistle, this missal, if you will, that Paul writes to these men and women called the churches of Galatia, a church which he founded. Paul was the founding pastor. Paul was the teaching pastor. And something has taken place since Paul founded the church, which brings great emotion to the forefront of the Apostle Paul. There were some at the time who questioned whether Paul was really an apostle. You know, the truth of the matter is, in the sense of the term apostle, which means sent one, he was probably the greatest. May it not have been the first, but he was the greatest. For he was sent with a message of God, which was the gospel, the good news of God. And he opens his letter and he didn't waste any time. He says, Paul, an apostle. And he begins and says, right from the outset, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. If you go to thegodschool.com, you'll see the declaration that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the foundation and cornerstone of Christianity. And there's an image at the homepage of the God School done by a good friend of mine who had been taught, like I was taught, by Dr. Gene Scott. And it's an image that I don't know where else you're going to see it. But it's an image of Christ coming through the rock, molecular displacement is nothing to God. When we mess with it, we get an atomic explosion. But molecular displacement is nothing to God, and Christ came through that rock. They moved that rock that the witnesses who came to the tomb might see that the tomb was empty because his resurrection from death to life is the preeminent message of Christianity. I don't say of the Christian religion. I don't like religion. I don't want to get into it today. But of Christianity. And Christianity is life. That's why Paul says, not of man, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. And then he gives a greeting, and all the brethren which are with me, unto the churches of Galatia, unto the ecclesia, unto the outcalled ones, unto the people who belong to the Lord of Galatia. And he says, grace, unmerited favor to you, and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Unmerited favor, and I want you to understand, God's not against you anymore. Jesus took care of that. How? Well, let's read on. Who gave himself for our sins? Folks, that's not past sins. It's not even limited to past sins and today's sins. It's limited to past and present and future sins. All our sins. That you could receive this and to take it personally. If I could name all your names, I would name them and say, Joe, he took your sins. And Matt, he took your sins. And Susie, he took your sins. He gave himself for our sins. Why? That he might deliver us from this present evil world. Today's May 31st. I'm trying not to watch as much news as normal because I'm just getting sick and tired of it, but we're watching evil in motion across this country. And I'm not just talking about the anarchists. I'm talking about the position that government is trying to intrude into our lives. Jesus gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world. It doesn't say that he might deliver to us a Cadillac or that we might live in a world that is pure and perfect and lovely. He did this that he might deliver us from this present evil world. The churches, the people who belong to the Lord, have a view of eternity in sight. And he did this, Paul declares, having been sent by Jesus Christ and God the Father to deliver a message. Jesus did this according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Now Paul's going to get into it. You know, contrary to traditions of men that, this New Testament church was truly of all one accord. I know it says in the book of Acts, who were all of one accord. But history and these epistles will give us a proper view of what was going on in the New Testament church. And that's why we study the Word, that we rely not on the traditions of men, but on the Word of God, of which Jesus said, "Thy Word is truth, Thy Word is reality." Now, Paul's beginning to get to the purpose that created, or the basis of the purpose of this letter that created in Paul this emotional response. He says, "I marvel, I'm astonished that you are so soon removed from him, Jesus, that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel." which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Paul, in this sixth verse, is equating the gospel with the calling of you into the grace, unmerited favor of God. It's grace. It's not just a theory, it's a substance. Like gravity is a substance. We can't see it, but we do. By God's Spirit, experience it. Grace, a substance. It is a deposit of God's life in us. Paul says, I'm astonished that you're so soon removed. From him, God, that called you in to the grace of Christ. Unto another that is not of the same nature, gospel. Paul says, which is not another. But there be some that trouble you. That word means to agitate, to move to and fro. Look, I'm not here to tell you that this teacher doesn't get agitated, doesn't get moved to and fro, because I do. Not as often as I used to, but I do. I have not attained yet, but we're moving on. Because there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Paul says there are perverts who portend to represent Christ. Folks, at this time, in the New Testament church, as there is today, there was warfare being engaged. And Paul is going to describe these who would pervert, that is, to turn the front to the back. That's what a pervert is. Who would pervert the gospel of Christ. Look, God not only called, but sent Paul in the scheme of things to save the gospel. Because there were many in that so-called church which would make Christianity just an extension of Judaism. And Christianity is not an extension of Judaism. We have a movement today in some churches called the Messianic movement that, you know, they're Jews. They're chosen people of God. We got to be like them. They miss that God calls us to new life in Jesus Christ. That's why that symbol at the God School is so important. God puts a deposit of his own life in us. And that life, being renewed day by day, if maintained, will bring us into eternal life with God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. But at the time, there were men who were troubling Paul's church and doing it by perverting the Gospels. They were perverts. And Paul responds this way. He says, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. He repeats in the ninth verse, he says, as we said before, so say I again, if any preach any other gospel unto you than that which ye have received, let him be accursed. Oh boy, the King James is very nice here. The Greek word is anathema. Some translations would venture out and dare to say, although the word should never come from the lips of a Christian, some would say, let him be damned. Okay, if you need to censor, go ahead and censor, but I'm going to say it like Paul said it. Let him be God damned. Those who would trouble God's people, the Lord's people, and by perverting, by turning around the good news of Jesus Christ and God our Father. Paul says emphatically, let him be God damned. Now Paul gets into it. He says, for do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. I should not be the doulos, slave of Christ. And the slave is constantly got his eyes on the master that he might do the master's bidding. I tell you right now, repeating Paul or bringing this epistle to the Galatians to light again. And I dare say very few who listen to this message have rarely heard a message out of the book of Galatians in the church. And yet, as we have said before, it is, in my mind, perhaps one of the most important. Look, all the Word of God is important, but there be some high points of God's Word, and this Galatian letter is one of them. We're obviously not going to be able to deliver the whole message, the gestalt of this letter in a session, in a half hour, but we are going to persevere and we are going to go verse by verse through this letter in the hopes that faith in the Word of God might be enjoined, might come alive, might be present with all of you. Jesus himself said, "When I return, shall I find faith?" He didn't say, "Shall I find people going to church every Sunday? Shall I find people going to Bible study every Wednesday? Or people reading the Bible an hour a day? Will I find faith?" And the central message of this Galatian letter is that central message that Jesus came to deliver the good news of the gospel, that is, that the just, that is, that the, properly translated, the righteous, by faith, shall live. Paul goes on, and he says, "But I certify you, brethren, I give you a guarantee that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man." For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by revelation of Jesus Christ. By apocalypsis of Jesus Christ. By the uncovering personally from Jesus to Paul, because the movement of that current day would have wiped out the will of God, which is found in the gospel. Now we're drawn to a close in the half hour on the shortwave radio. Those of you who want to hear more of this message, we'll be back next week. But we're going to continue teaching today.